Thank you so much for joining us today, Coach Blair.
Hey, I appreciate it. It's a beautiful day out here. It's also, I haven't been over here in a while. I've been inside the MSC, but I hadn't been over here where I used to walk every day to Kane Hall to eat. So it's good to be here. It's you're right in the middle of campus here. The students are alive. They're a little brain dead now after
finals.
But it's a fun time right now.
It is 12-12-12, a beautiful day to celebrate the 12th man. What does 12th man mean to you?
The number 12 means a lot of things. I can go back and think about the bonfire where we lost 12 lives there. I can think about the 12th man, what they've meant. Somebody always standing next to the coach, ready to come in if needed. There's so many walk-ons that have played a part in every sport here that they might not be on scholarship, but they're the 12th man. And if needed in any sport, look at football. They always run out number 12 out there. Number 12 on our team, I believe Sierra Windham is wearing number 12, if I'm not mistaken, on our basketball team. But then I came up with a few other names, okay? How about football quarterbacks? Roger Staubach, Tom Brady, Joe Namath, Terry Bradshaw, Aaron Rodgers. How about basketball players? Dwight Howard, John Stockton, Diana Taurasi from Connecticut. Those are all. If we want to go to movies, how about Ocean's 11, 12, and 13? But 12's a special number. And if I got time, let me tell you one quick story.
You got time.
On the 20, we played Houston my very first year here, my 25th wedding anniversary. Okay, it wasn't that day, but I was going to give my wife a new ring, and she didn't know anything about it. So we got beat by Houston that night. We got beat a lot that first year. And so I had my daughter come over. We ate at Cafe Excel. We were going to go over here to the Century Tree, and I was going to present the ring to her. It was 10 o'clock at night. It was dark. I parked my car somewhere right around here. I went out, and I gave her the ring. She thought that was the greatest thing in the world. I found out 2 years later, I was at the wrong damn tree. Okay? I went to the wrong tree. But I was showing a recruit around on the golf cart. I was driving around. I said, oh, my gosh, that's the Century Tree. Well, I stopped at the wrong one. So, but the marriage is still going after 33 years.
Coach, if you had to pick one moment, and I'll even say one moment besides the national championship, because obviously that's going to be a big deal, that stands out about your time here in Aggieland, what would it be?
The students, just getting a chance to know the student body, and they've got so much to give. The students of today are so much smarter than they were because of all the gadgets and the technology and everything, but the class of students that we're getting here at Texas A&M, when you talk about as a coach, there's a lot of wins and losses and everything like that. But the kids whose lives that you get a chance to coach and mentor and then go on to see them playing. I've got 6 playing overseas now, 1 in the WNBA. But I've got a lot of kids in the Dallas-Houston area that are using that degree from Texas A&M. And it's the students. I mean, the spirit's great, the 12th man, all of that type of stuff, but this is what keeps me young. I've got a job that I get up every morning, get to work about 8:30, and I'm working with 18 to 22-year-olds, and I'm 67 years old. My age keeps going up, but the students keep staying the same. So from 18 to 22, it never changes.
Coach Gary Blair, head coach, Aggie women's basketball. Dempsey also coming through big. You need to mention.
Yes, I need to tell you about this. I know I talked to you about my involvement in the Special Olympics, and I told you about State, which was last Saturday in San Marcos. Both our unified and traditional teams took home gold.
Well, Special Olympics has meant a whole lot to me. In fact, I'm on my way to Rotary right now to sell some of my Special Olympics tickets for $20 a piece to get a Rolex watch from David Gardner's, which we'll give out on our May the 6th when we have our tournament and everything.
Dempsey's going to handle the rest. It's like, apparently got to go to Rotary right now.
I know. I'm like, hold on, guys. Let me go. See you later.
But this is a special thing. But Special Olympians, they're the true amateur athletes of the world. I know we've got college teams and everything, but how about being an athlete where we do not have a scoreboard, where you do not have to worry about winning and losing? All you have to worry about is competing to be the best that you can be. And they could care less whether it's a first place or a sixth place. Right. They competed to be who they are.
Right.
And that's what Special Olympians, a lot of times people think, well, these athletes, they cannot do what other athletes can. They can. They can give so much back. And there's not a whole lot of confusion in their life right now. The Special Olympians are all about love. And as for all of us in Bryan College Station, it's about us giving back to a great cause.
Definitely.
Coach Gary Blair live from Rudder Plaza here for 12th Man Day, 12-12-12.